This Pete and Kimber podcast is driven by Toyota. The all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X is here with a new striking and sleek design. Charge on in the Toyota BZ4X. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hey, girl. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, boy. Superstar DJs.
Here we go.
Dun, 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 dun.
No. Do you remember that?
I feel like I'm 5 years old. I don't know what that's from.
Oh, come on. Surely you've got it in the system to bring it up.
I presume it's from a movie or a TV show or something.
It's a song.
It's a song.
It's a song.
What song starts like
I mean,
that?
You run You're Kidding Me, and we hope that in the process of playing You're Kidding Me, which is a game where Kerrod puts together some in special moments, we have to guess what year they came from. Have you been getting an education through it?
Yeah, I definitely have. I must say I have. My knowledge pre-2000 was not very good because I was two.
Oh, yeah, okay.
At the time. But doing You're Kidding Me, I feel like I am starting to learn a little bit more about life before my life.
Well, maybe we could introduce you to the Chemical Brothers.
Superstar DJs.
Here we go!
That's all I'm allowed to play of it because it's copyright.
Can I guess the year?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Yes, you may.
I'm going to go with 1989.
Oh, God,
oh,
mate. 98.
Jesus.
I'm going 98, but it's probably
really?
Closer to 96.
I'm way off.
26th of May, 1999. Very,
wow.
Very close, Kimber.
Very good,
close,
Kimber.
Everybody.
I think part of that was the fact that the quality of that audio sounds way older than the late
90s. Yeah, we had to pull it off a cassette.
That makes a lot of sense.
For you, how old are you? 21?
20? No, God, I'm
27.
25. Yes.
25. Yes. What's that sort of song for you? Like when I hear that, I'm bang.
We didn't play
I'm right
enough
there
for him to see how cool that song was. It's actually a cool track.
No, but as in like, you know, when we hear that, or if I hear like a Fragma Tocker's Miracle, or we hear like a Sandstorm Darude or something like that, it's like I can picture myself in a carpeted living room at home Saturday morning watching Rage. Bloody big bubbly TV, because that's how it was back then. Like, what is that for you?
I remember, I have vivid memories of watching Rage with my brother on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Rage.
And the song that always used to stand out to me was Britney Spears' Toxic. I don't know what it was.
What a tune.
Yeah. I don't know what it was, but that song used to always stand out to me.
I feel like Toxic is one of Britney's best tracks.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good one.
The film clip. I
like Slave
clip
as well. Okay, stop, because we have to pay copyright.
Sorry.
But that for me is like...
Always forget about that.
That takes me back. And the weather was very much like how it is today. It was very muggy, very gloomy. And you'd wake up and you'd put Rage on and all of a sudden Britney Spears is on the TV.
Rage. Still love a Saturday morning, like waking up with weather like this. Sorry, for those of you who are not in the know or are listening to this when it's like in 2025.
It's raining.
It's currently raining. It's Friday the 8th of March and it's a top of 30 today.
Also, I love your spirit to think that it's 2025 and people have tuned back to a podcast from a year ago.
Mate, they're doing this.
And like it's still there.
No, because what's happening is like we're about to... So Trump is about to get back into office. Biden, like he won Super Tuesday. He's the main candidate now.
They wheeled Biden out of the cryogenic freezer
and
he's doing another speech soon.
That's right. There's been a nuclear war.
You know, I'm not into politics, but
gone.
What I love about Biden is that... I just like that he doesn't, he often looks like he doesn't know where he is.
Yeah.
Like if you were taking my late grandmother out of her room in the nursing home, every now and then you'd take her down to the cafe and you'd have a little coffee and she was quite lucid, she was quite with it.
Yeah.
And then there'd just be this moment where her eyes would glaze over and she'd sort of look around the room as this like, how did I get here? And I feel like Biden is living that all the
Absolutely.
Time.
That's him when he's walking up to the podium to do a speech in front of the nation.
Oh, hey there. And I love this country.
There should be a rule. Like, you can't, over a certain age, you shouldn't be in politics. You're not for the people anymore. It's just a thing where you've got to start going, I recognise that I'm like... I'm not even middle-aged, but I recognise I'm not for the young people. I'm not the one who's putting together a disco because I don't know what you want.
A disco.
But I would also not like to live in a country that's being ruled by a 27-year-old.
No, but there's a mid-range, right?
True, yeah.
I think if you're in your 40s and your 50s, you've got some life experience, but you're not past it.
Well, what about...
after that, I mean, let's face it. If you're past the average retirement age that we're all trying to get to, then we should be done.
How old is Joe Biden?
70-something?
No, he's 80s.
I was going to say he's
got to be in his 80s.
He's 78.
He's 81.
Oh, he's 81.
There you go. He's 81. The one time
that's the age where they take your license off you.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you can't drive.
Like if you're over 80, you have to do a driver's test to prove that you're still competent.
I was listening to the Conan O'Brien, Conan Needs a Friend podcast, and he had Joe Biden on. And they were talking about old classic cars. And I'm not quoting verbatim here, and forgive me if I've stuffed this up just a little bit. But I swear to God, while they were talking about that,
Joe Biden fell asleep.
No, Joe Biden was talking about one of his classic cars that he's only allowed to drive if they take him out to the back of wherever it happens to be in a big area that they've got where he's not going to run anyone over
like
and his security personnel.
Like
he was talking about this shit.
This is the same as when you're letting kids learn to drive when they're on the farm. Kids who go, I've been driving since I was 5 because I've got a farm and Dad let me get in the ute.
We rolled the car on my uncle's hobby farm in Geraldton. Like proper rolled the car.
We were in a
Datsun 120Y and my cousin was in the driver's seat and we were down the back paddock fanging it along and the back left tire hit a divot as we were coming around and the entire car flipped over onto the roof and then back onto the
wheels. It's a
great
story, but I want you to know that a Datsun 120Y can't fang it.
Yes, it can.
They use those for like the juniors and stuff, don't they? Like
that's right.
Speedways and stuff.
That's correct, Carrot. Yeah.
Thank you, Pete.
That is correct.
And the Mazda 323s as well, they use those.
That is also correct, Carrot.
You'll be there.
Oh, my voice just cracked very badly. I'm just going to bleep that one out.
Why are we talking? Oh, that's right, because there will be people listening to this in 2025 in their vaults. After we've had our nuclear war.
Yes, and also please tell us if there's flying cars. Let us know.
Can you all go and watch Idiocracy? Once every month, I'm just going to preach to the people. Can everyone go and watch Idiocracy? If you haven't seen it, you are missing out on one of the funniest and yet terrifying movies you've ever seen.
This is real.
It's very, very funny, but it is very, very real.
We'll make sure you go and watch that.
Sorry, I know you're trying to move us on here. Have you guys been on X lately?
No, we don't go on there. It's trash.
Go on there.
And it's trash.
Go and start reading some conspiracy theories that people are posting on there.
All it is angry people on Twitter now.
Go on, have a look at Blue Roof, the Blue Roof conspiracy theory.
Everyone on there is angry.
I'm telling you, there's like on the way, we're going to see UFOs in the sky very soon.
Oh, that's a different story.
Mate,
I'm on board with the UFO stuff.
I can't talk about it too loud because they're listening. They're always listening. You know what I mean?
The first thing that came up when I just went on to X.
Go do some Joe Rogan's.
I haven't opened it since it became X.
What?
It's a picture of an assisted suicide pod that passed an independent legal review complying with Swiss law.
Yeah.
At the push of a button, the pod fills with nitrogen gas.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And there's a woman sitting in it, waving from it, as if she's just showing you a picture of her in her new car.
There's so much like
anyway.
That.
Anyway, insane. We'll go and check all of that stuff out after our podcast.
Creepy.org.
Our podcast is great.
Morbid knowledge.
On the
podcast today. Follow those
on the podcast today.
Dude's mic down.
Have you received a Hey Girl text message? It's self-explanatory. It's not at all, but when you go listen to it, you'll know what it's about.
Hey, girl.
We spoke to our UK correspondent, Gavin Gray, who Pete called Gary, about the Sam Kerr allegations.
It was an accident.
And by the time you're listening in 2025, Sam Kerr still wouldn't have gone to court yet.
And so, Gavin has changed his name to Gary.
Yes,
the Joondalup Festival is coming to Perth. It's incredible. They have so many wonderful things happening out there. And we spoke to our artist, Cam, who he's just doing such a huge piece out there. His massive turtle with this incredible Indigenous artwork.
Mm.
It's gorgeous. So check that out.
It's on at the moment. Although if you're listening in 2025, it's not on at the moment.
It's coming up soon though. unless you're listening late 2025 in case it's been.
But it will be coming up soon in 2026.
Also on the podcast, what's the weird thing your friend made you do? I told Pete off air that it was the time that a random dude threw up in my friend's bed. and then just covered it with a cushion and then left her house. And she called me crying and said, can you help me come and clean up? My friend, this guy spew.
It's nuts. It's so nuts.
But my friend that asked me something to do something weird was much weirder than that. Mm. And we played Yay or Nay, where we learned something about each other, and Pete and I nearly broke up today.
You did.
But I love you.
Oh, I'll never stop loving you.
We certainly made up. We're good. We're good, everybody.
But is peri peri chicken okay? I don't know. Enjoy the podcast. Bye. Now, part of being International Women's Day, celebrating the women, part of being a woman is that you want to be part of the girl code. You want to follow the girl code. It's basically protecting the sisterhood, doing the right thing, not hooking up with anyone else's fella, that kind of gear, right? Mm-hmm. Now,
sounds boring.
Yeah, that's because the bro code is something quite different. But as part of being in the girl code and being a woman is that it means you might receive or might send a hey girl text.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you don't know what a hey girl text is, it's a text where you're sending a message to someone you don't really know going, hey girl, you don't know me, but I've got a question. Like, and it might go something like, are you and blah, blah, are you and Luke still in contact? Because he's not telling me the truth and I feel like maybe you guys have got a thing going on, that kind of gear, right? So it's sort of like outing men who might be doing the wrong thing by you or you think might be a bit sus. And so there's all these threads on social media where people will go, got my first hey girl text, which is either someone reaching out to you to go, I think your man's doing the dirty.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. So, like this one, for example, hey girl, I thought it was pretty weird your man requested to follow me, so I just thought I'd let you know. She said, oh, do you know him? Yeah, we used to talk a long time back. Oh, this is unfortunate. He and I are doing a long distance relationship.
Ooh.
She says, yeah, I thought I should have told you because, you know, girl code, I'm sorry, you deserve better. No, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for letting me know. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas too.
I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Right?
Like, hey, your man's probably chasing me. I know he's your man, but he wants to have an affair. Merry Christmas.
So you sort of, no one really wants to receive the hey girl text because it indicates that someone's reaching out to you about something dodgy that might be happening in your life. But
you do though, don't you? Like you want to know about
you're
it.
You're protecting the sisters.
Yeah.
I would like to know, have you ever received a hey girl text? You know the one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Or maybe you've had to send it. Hey girl, just so you know,
mate.
Turns out I've been dating your bloke without realising. Because it does, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Can I just say, not all hey girl texts are, hey sister, you need to know about this, I'm protecting you. There's a couple on the text line here, Sarah and Baldivers. I got a hey girl text from the home wrecker. She knew all about me and the kids before she slept with my husband on purpose. The purpose of the text was to blow up my life because she wanted him.
Whoa!
Another one from Kylie. I received a hey girl text to say my man was cheating only so I would break up with him so she could have him without feeling guilty.
Oh, girls, come on. That's not part of the girl code. What are you doing?
Hang on, Carrot. Yes, Carrot.
We have had so many calls.
This is amazing.
Can
we just spend the rest of the show doing hey girl text messages? Let's get to the calls.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Hey, girl.
Kay, how you going?
Hi, thank you.
Kay, did you have to make a hey girl call or text to someone?
So, yeah, recently over the last weeks, actually, it was the hardest thing I've ever done, and that's why I'm calling in, because us sisters need to stick together. It was actually a really long story short. I had to do the phone call because a text just wasn't going to cut it. A text was too hard. I knew the person. I'd not do it in a text.
So, Kay, circumstances, you were seeing somebody and you found out that he was seeing somebody else?
So this person had been friends for 7 years and had a girlfriend for a year. My husband left me 7 months ago and we hooked up. But in the meantime, I never knew he had been dating someone.
Oh.
Hang on, sorry.
So he was my friend.
I'm struggling following this. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure we get the story straight, right?
Sure, sure.
So go back to the beginning. You sent a hey girl phone call because of why?
He slept with me and I never knew we had a girlfriend.
Right.
And so you discovered there was a girlfriend and you reached out to her and said, just so you know. Now, did this girl receive the information well or poorly?
She was in shock. I think, denial. And I don't know if a little bit of resentment was there. And I have to just now leave that with that. You know, I've done the...
You've done your part.
What she does now.
You've done your part.
But it was the hardest thing that I have ever had to do in my life. But I did it because I don't want someone married to someone, having babies, going, this isn't the man I thought he was 5 years later, being heartbroken with kids.
Yeah.
Thanks,
okay.
Kay. And it's tough because you are interfering. You are going, I could be blowing up someone's life. Maybe they're better off not knowing and maybe it's not my place to say. But Michelle in Carnup, have you sent or received a hey girl text?
I had to send one.
What happened?
So I met this guy online dating. Could only meet Tuesdays and Thursdays, which was pretty weird. Did some digging.
Between the hours of 8 and 9 p.m.
And not at my home ever.
Pretty much found out. Married. 3 kids. Yep. So then sent a message to the partner being like, oh, hey, really sorry. And did not work. She thought I was lying. He was the best person around. I was so mad because you just like think you've ruined a marriage and you're like, oh no, he's that much.
Yeah, Michelle, it's tough.
The person that he's manipulated them.
Mm.
So
I
tried to do my bit.
Michelle,
but
do you ever have a moment of going, you know what, I'm going to do it one more time and actually get some proof? I take
a
photo.
No, because it got blocked.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Beth in Como, you received a hey girl text. What were the circumstances?
Hello?
Hello,
Hi,
Beth.
What was the hey girl text you received when you were young?
I actually, pretty much, I just had broken up with my partner a week before this happened. So I got a message on Instagram from this girl saying, hey girl, are you still with so-and-so? Now, I was quite curious on where this was going. So I was like, yeah, I still am. What's up? And then she said, we actually just found out that two of my mutual friends have been dating the same guy at the same time.
Hang on.
Obviously it was...
So you're the third?
I'm the third person. Oh. And we were dating for 6 months. So the fact that it was 3 people is like, how does a man keep up with that many? Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right, Beth. Whoa. Like, okay. So this is amazing. You know what blows my mind about this? Perth is such a small place. Like, the chances of things like you meeting and hooking up with someone and they turning out to be somebody else's, like, partner or something like this.
It's high.
It is so high. Perth is such a small place.
You know what? You do also hear a lot about hey girl texts where the girls become friends.
Yeah. Yep.
Because they're like, oh, thanks so much for telling me. Yeah, we should catch up.
Hayley and Baldivis, you received a text message of an ultrasound, Hayley.
Yeah, I did. It was the day that me and my ex-husband were moving house and we were literally putting, like, we had just put the sofa in the truck and I looked at my phone and had a picture of an ultrasound. And I said, hey, just wanted to introduce you to your kid's sibling on the way, Cobber.
Oh, my God, Hayley.
Yeah.
Wow.
How did that conversation go down with your partner or your husband?
Well, we're not together anymore.
Well,
I
clearly.
Mean, just drop the sofa on his foot as you as you're leaving.
Yes.
Wowee. And so they weren't even apologetic. That was just a, hey, girl, just letting you know I'm having a baby. See ya.
Yeah. That's how it went.
So now we see here your baby's now about 2. So this has happened 2 or 3 years ago. You're clearly in touch with this woman as well, and you had chances to sit together and talk about what had happened?
No.
This woman's gone, I'm having a baby with your husband, see you, like, who cares?
Yeah, there was
I didn't get that bit.
Yeah, so I got sent the message. Her baby is now about 2. Yeah, about 2 now, I'd say.
Yeah, she was trying to break him up. Yeah. She was going, hey, I'm having a baby.
I missed the part where she was trying to break you up.
I think that, hey, Cobber, you're having, it was the thing that gave it away.
You're talking to a bloke here. You need to, on this International Women's Day, let me give you a piece of advice when you talk to a man. You need to spell it out for us, all right? We need it spelt out for us. If he was trying to break you up, I need to hear those words.
Wow.
She definitely was.
Wow, Hayley. I'm sorry that happened, but better that you know.
Oh, definitely.
It was very hurtful, but it is what it is, and, you know, I'm better now for it.
Yeah, sorry.
And, you know, I want to say shout out too. There were a couple of text lines, like on the text line on 0400 21 945, stories of people saying, actually, I got a hey girl text from the husband of someone else saying our partners are cheating and they helped them out. So good on you fellas for doing that.
Hayley, I just got one more question. Sorry. Are they together now? Like, did
No, they're not either.
No, nah, she probably got a hey girl text.
Yeah. Oh, no, she had brains, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, Hayley, sorry that happened to you. Better off without him by the sounds of
things. It's mind blowing, isn't it?
I was checking on things that have made the news in the last 24 hours. In fact, this the last few days. Now, what Sam Kerr, Matilda star Sam Kerr, has allegedly said to a police officer over in the UK that has got her into extreme hot water, has been revealed in the last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
This is just incredible. It's dominating headlines over here. It's dominating headlines over in the UK. And so we thought we'd cross to the UK to find out exactly how everybody's responding over there. We're joined by Gavin Gray, our UK correspondent. Good morning to you, Gav.
Hi there, guys.
Gav, is this being talked about in the UK as much as it is here in Australia?
Yeah, it is making the back pages here in the sports sections, not so much the front sections. And indeed, now we've had an added press conference just to keep us on our toes with her teammates, and indeed the boss of her team, saying actually they are supporting her, they are there for her, and obviously in this country, innocent until proven guilty. But either way, this is quite some story that's developed.
Gavin, have they got proof? I think that's the big thing for me. Have they got proof? Otherwise, if this goes to court, goes to trial, and we're hearing things like she could be put away for two... It's blowing my mind we're talking about this, by the way. Like, that she could be put away for 2 years. This could be the end of her career, lose all of her sponsorship deals, all of that sort of stuff. It's being blown completely out of proportion. But is it just going nuts over there and... Is there any proof about what it is that she actually said to this person?
Well, you're right that she could face up to 2 years imprisonment. I think that's a little unlikely, but that is what she faces for this charge. She's actually charged with intentionally causing racially aggravated harassment, alarm or distress to the male police constable, which is, believe it or not, I won't bore you, but under Section 31.1B of the Crime Disorder Act of 1998. Now, the reason it's taken so long, she was only charged on January the 21st of this year. The incident is alleged to have happened on January the 30th last year. Why has it taken almost a whole year? Well, because apparently there was some uncertainty about what she could be charged with, what offense might allegedly have been committed. But she has appeared via video link at Kingston Crown Court. And yes, this is potentially extremely serious for her, and not just the threat of imprisonment, but of course, then everything that goes with it, along with the sponsorship, her place in the team, etc., etc. I think where the proof is going to lie is, as you say, difficult. But the allegation is that she was sick in the back, physically sick in the back of a taxi, and is then said to have insulted or at least had a big dispute over the taxi fare with the taxi driver. And then as a police officer had been called to the dispute, that is when she allegedly made comments. So it is extremely serious. And somebody who's so well known and pretty much the poster girl of FIFA and former Young Australian of the Year, I think, back in 2018, you know, this could see a lot of what she stands for completely thrown to the wind.
It's such a strange one. I think the reason that people are dismissing it is because they're saying it's not racist what she said, because she's basically had a racist slur towards a white man, which is really, I guess, considered punching up. You know, and normally racism and things like that are punching down, and everyone. But I suppose we can't be the ones who call that, and they're just trying to make an example of her. Going, well, if she had have used a different term, it were a different colour, it would have been racist. So it is a racist term, but it's just also that people don't think it really sticks because of who she said it to.
Well, there has been a sort of element of backlash in this. So the actual quote that has been alleged is that when the police officer turned up for this dispute, it was alleged that she called him a stupid white bastard. And those are the allegations. She has denied those. And indeed, we think there is going to be a further hearing on the 26th of April, where it's expected her legal team to try to dismiss the case by claiming abuse of process. So there is that element of it. Of course, in theory, the taxi driver may or may not have heard this alleged slur. If you take that sentence, which I won't repeat, which she's alleged to have said, and replace the word white with black, then that would most certainly be pursued by the police as being racist.
But I also think if it's anything, if our cops are anything to go by and what they deal with here every day, let alone around the world, I can't imagine that that is a sticking point for any police officer who has, surely they've heard a lot worse and you think maybe you've seen it Sam Kerr and thought, I can dig my heels in here.
Gavin Gray over in the UK, thank you very much for joining us, mate. We'll keep in touch with you to see how this plays out.
Cheers, guys.
The Pete and Kimber Podcast.
Joondalup Festival's on the way. It runs from the 2nd to the 22nd of March. And you're going to see a giant turtle. There's going to be a giant turtle there that you must go along and check out. It's a custom WA animal that's being built for Electric Kingdom, which will be at Joondalup Festival. And the artist is local Perth artist Kamsani Bin Saleh. You can find him as Kambani, though, on Instagram if you want to check out his work. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Cam.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great, Cam. The festival at Joondalup is just absolutely massive. We can't believe how much they jam in. But this Electric Kingdom looks absolutely stunning. And it's all moving and it's all lit up. Like, it's actually a massive event.
Yep. All kinetic, big animals.
Because I think when we did, what was the one they did in Kings Park not so long ago? It was like a light up. It was like a light experience. And although it was beautiful, people had to pay to see that. This is free admission to come and see Electric Kingdom. How long have you been working on the piece?
Well, probably since the back end of last year.
Yeah.
Fortunate that they reached out for a local artist. I think they collaborate with a local artist everywhere they showcase the event. And fortunate enough to be selected this time.
Yeah, nice. Well, because you're also only a young artist. Like, I mean, in your world, you've probably been an artist for a long time, but like, you know, you're still a young man, right? You're 25? Am I wrong?
No, 31. I think I've got to update my website.
Okay, you've got to update your website. Yeah. Your website says you're 25 years old.
I'll take, yeah. Yeah, been emerging for a while, I think, then.
mate, my eldest daughter is an aspiring artist. She's 7.
Yep.
Well, that's on her website. In real life, she's actually 27. We talked to her about, you know, the up-and-coming art scene in Perth and how you can do it as a career. And, you know, what is it like being an artist as a career? Is it a viable thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been doing, like, school workshops, especially with, like, kids in year 4 and, even down to year 3. You think year 2 is a cut-off, they're a bit...
It's still finger painting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dexterity isn't there just yet. But I always just try and encourage people that it is something that you can do. I've tried to do different career pathways. Public art has been very bountiful for expressing myself as well as creating a career out of doing this.
Well, we talk a lot on this show about how, you know, we're always very disappointed with the funding of the arts culture in this place. And so even though, you know, I know Joondalup Festival is getting some funding to be able to give this to the public, in terms of just general art itself, you know, at a ground level, it's pretty hard to get that funding there and to get people involved. But for yourself too, you get to use your art to express your history, your background. And so that's actually educating people on a whole other level, which is probably more why I think we need the arts. I think we should be teaching people about, I think that people learn about empathy and major human traits through the arts that they don't get through basic education.
Yeah, definitely. All the art is like a good conduit for compassion and empathy. It's a good introduction to new people or even some of the artwork I do, I try to do collaborative canvases where people are creating artwork together. So it's like a moment to sit and talk and, hear different perspectives. Which is kind of nice, but it's a good good first impression, and first impressions sort of matter. So if it's a beautiful piece of art, it'll allow for like more discourse to happen after that, hopefully.
If I had the magic that I think people have, like proper artistry, where I look at artists, look at your work and go, that's beautiful. And I feel like the time and the effort and the heart that goes into it, to then be able to like sell it off or give it away, or I don't know how people part with the work that they do. Is it hard to let go of some of those pieces?
Yeah, definitely. It is sort of a bit of a, it's a part of you. All the stuff that I've become really attached to, I just put the price high enough so people can't afford it. I've got a couple just in my house that I sort of have up, and yeah, it's probably, they're my favorite works. And I don't know, I always think my next work is my best work. It's, I think I got that from DJ Khaled, but it's getting easier now with digital art, because I'll be like, here's a copy. And
you can do prints.
I've still got the copy, but any sort of acrylic based works, and more lately murals, they're there for the public and I get to go and experience them and enjoy them again. So, yeah, so haven't been feeling that loss lately, more of a gain.
Juno Art Festival runs from the 2nd to the 22nd of March, and get along to the Electric Kingdom to really light the mind up. It's a spectacular piece of work. Cam, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Yesterday, I was talking to you guys about, I was on Airtasker, right? Now, for those of you who don't know what Airtasker is, you basically go on this website called Airtasker and you can ask people to come around and do odd jobs. Or if you know how to do an odd job or you've got some skills, you can go and do them for people. So I needed someone to come and rehang our front door.
Oh, yeah, okay. Example. And they're pretty broad. Like, some things are like, just help me put together this IKEA furniture, or help me write a resume for this thing. Yeah. And you pick the price. You go, I'm prepared to pay this much.
Anything.
Yeah.
Now, I was mucking around on Airtasker just looking around because it was the first time I used the website. And I came across this. I saw someone had put up there for $100. I need someone to come around and I want you to chase me like I'm a spy. So
chase,
what?
As in chase them.
As in like, chase as in, them around. So as in like almost
you pretend
like role
you're
playing.
A spy and I'll run around and hide from you.
Yeah. It was crazy,
I love
right?
I love that you can put anything on Airtasker.
This is the thing, right? Role playing. Okay. But now this is the thing. Now I told you about this yesterday after the show.
Yep.
And then you told me the most insane story about this weird thing that your friend asked you to do. Can you just please tell the audience?
It's not
listening.
Weird if you know him, but it was very funny.
To the rest of us, it's like, whoa.
It was his 21st birthday, and his folks have got a property down in Manjimup. And for his 21st, he said, you're all invited to come down to Manji, and you can camp down there for the night, and we're all going to have a party. But as part of the party, he was going to get a head start and he was going to run into the bush and he was going to go hide in the bush, and all of us were given torches and we had to try and find him. And so everyone was basically hunting our mate down. He thought it was hilarious. He was having the absolute time of his life. He was out there for hours. Couldn't find him. Everybody left him. We went back to the party going, dude, we're all going back. Like, when are you going to come back? And he stayed out there for so long. And when he finally returned, because no one could find him, we all felt bad. And he was grinning from ear to ear. He was like, thank you for making all my dreams come true. That was hilarious. And I had the best time.
Stuff like, I want to hear more like, stories like that.
Chasing him through the, it was such a weird request from a friend. But, you know, because he's a friend, we were like, sure.
We're going to do it.
You Fine. Ask us to do something. We're yep. friends. Sometimes friends ask you to do weird things.
And we'd love to hear from you this morning. We want to hear the weirdest thing that your friend has asked you to do. And hey, Paul in Rockingham, weirdest thing your friend made you do. Go. No, I want proper weird. Go on.
Well, proper weird was like, I've had a really good friend, and then he had a medical condition. Like, you might probably think it's weird, but it is sort of weird. Had a medical condition and he couldn't have sex with his wife. So he's asked me to, which, as I said, that sort of blew me away straight away, because that's my friend as well. But you try and help someone, and it was a difficult situation because you don't know if you're going to die in the situation or if he's going to come out of the closet or something. Paul. Or just, you know what I mean?
Oh, Paul, what a good friend you are. You clearly stepped up then.
Well, it's not. So, but to help him out and to, you know, because this took a little, this thing took 5 minutes to think of, you know, to do.
Did the wife know? Was the wife in on it, or was she like...
Because they still love each other. You know, there wasn't a problem there at all. It's just that he couldn't, just because of his medical condition, he couldn't.
Right. And so you...
And you don't want just every person and that, and it's like, why me? And I was single at the time, so I thought, well, yeah, but this is like, as you said, really, really weird.
And did you?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. So, Paul, did your friend say to you, look, mate, I don't want you to give her the A game.
No.
give her your D game, but not your A.
Yeah, and, you know, as long as he wasn't there and he didn't want to know about anything, a part of it, that was all good and it wasn't brought up. You know what I mean?
Is so, it just the once?
Yeah.
No, it was a few times.
Does he know it was a few times?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she would know, but it wasn't like made public that, you know, I'm going again.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It put him in a bit of a different situation. But to help him out, that was, well, the best thing I could do. And it's like, I didn't want anyone else to sort of, hey, come for the job.
You're a national champion. Yeah. What an absolute treasure. That is friendship. That is the Australian version of friendship.
Mate, is he home at the time or is he going out? Or are you guys doing it somewhere else?
Wasn't even at their home. So it was, you know, to be fair, you know what I mean? You wouldn't want anyone in your home as well. So, you know what I mean? As long as it wasn't in front of him and it wasn't at their home, it was fine.
And you're still mates? You still know each other to this day?
Yeah, to this day. He's still not with that woman, but we're still mates.
Unbelievable. You know what
I mean? And he still does appreciate me doing that for us. That's a once-off thing, dude. Oh. Don't go bringing that on again.
And if you need help moving a fridge, he's your guy.
Pete and Kimber's Yay or Nay.
Hi, Kara.
Hello, Pete. Hello,
Hi.
Kimber.
Hey, Rami's guys. Still off today. You get to come in and play Yay or Nay.
I do. And it's a very fun segment, I must admit, because what I do is I come up with three topics. I give you 3 seconds to decide yay or nay to those three topics.
We've been learning interesting things about each other all year.
Yeah. And look, we're still here, still together, still hanging out, still enjoying each other's company. It's okay, guys.
Yeah, I think we're going to find some interesting things out about each other today with a couple of these.
Carrot, you saucy little mix. Oh, let's go.
Let's go. First one, indoor plants are hard to maintain.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change it for the world. I've got heaps of them.
I know you're a big indoor plant person, Kimber.
I'm a big all plant person. Indoor, outdoor, gardening. I know I'm going to sound 100, but gardening and plants, absolutely one of my top 5 things to do in my life.
Yeah, no, keep going. Please, tell us more.
All those plant people are listening. Plant people are kind of like cat people, right? It's not for everyone, but those who are into it. I'm really into it.
Let's throw out what we're doing after. Right? Let's do Are You a Plant Person?
He can't have plants in his house because his kids would eat them.
I can't have you in my house because you'd eat me kids. So there you go. Cop that.
Well, that takes us.
We've had one. This might be the end of it, everyone.
That takes us nicely to our second one, actually.
This might be it.
Yay or nay? Peri Peri chicken pizza is sacrilegious to Italians.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
I mean, you lost me on all of the things. The only good thing in there was pizza.
I don't know what
peri peri chicken is.
Yeah.
I don't know what it tastes like.
Oh my God.
I don't know what Italians are into.
What are you talking about? Pizza right here. Yeah.
I mean, that whole thing was for you, Pete.
We're into ourselves, mate. Chicks and big V8 engines. My God.
Wait, so is it a problem? Is peri peri chicken like not
okay,
a
I'm
thing?
Gonna, I'm going to out myself here. Right.
But what's the deal?
When we go to a crust pizza, we get the peri peri chicken,
right?
And it's really, really good.
Why would Italians? Because they're into different meats.
Because it's two different cuisines blended into one.
Peri peri is a cross cuisine.
Yes, it's from a different area.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's not, you know, Italian sausage on just a bit of tomato sauce and some cheese around the mayo. Oh,
you're
man.
Not that close-minded, are you?
No, I love a bit of. I love a bit of peri-peri chicken on me pizza.
Peri-peri chicken pizza is delicious.
I love all meats on my pizza. Throw all the animals on there.
I love all pizzas. Except for anchovies. Don't put anchovies on there. Don't.
Yeah, anchovies suck.
Third one.
What is happening here today? Oh my God, this is such a Friday.
This is going to make it even more fun.
What do we got?
Right. If you got bitten by a radioactive spider, you would become Spider-Man.
Three, two, one.
Yay.
Yeah, you reckon it
Yay.
Would?
Have you got one on you?
No, I don't.
Let's give it a go.
What I have got, though, is a story coming out of Chernobyl. They've figured out that there are worms there. Since the blast, they have become immune to radiation.
Oh, I've heard about this.
They've had a superpower.
They're not the only thing, right?
So, I think for the monkeys as well, isn't it?
I don't know if
is weren't there like raging monkeys getting around recently.
I heard it was wolves.
Oh, wolves.
Yeah.
Wolves.
Kimber can't say wolf.
Neither can my sister. We say for our entire lives, we've been saying wolf.
Wolf.
That's what she goes.
And two of them, like if there's more than one, if it's a group, it's a group of wolves.
Could you imagine how confusing it would be taking Kimber to a zoo? A zoo full of squirrels and wolves.
Squirrels.
Right? Oh, look at that bunch of wolves over there. Wolves. Oh, my God.
This Pete and Kimber podcast is driven by Toyota. The all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X is here with a new striking and sleek design. Charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.